want to come to me. And the people gather around. They are all they can bring. I know about it when we're that. I don't know something. The revolution starts now. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. And yes, we do play music on Air America, or at least we do on this show. And this week, we have not only music, but we have live music, and our guest is Beth Orton. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is going to be a good one. We're going to start out with live music, and this is from your latest record, which you are here touring to support as we speak. And the record is called Comfort of Strangers, and this song is
Heartland Truck Stop.
This bridge across my stream never seems to get broken. Never could, never would, never clouds up my day. See, I wanted to give, then I just couldn't take it. I wanted to love, and I turned around and hated it. If I ever knew, I'd try to tell. Give my heart, but I never sell. Supermarket of a soul. Heartland Truck Stop, Global Mall. Taking flights of a difference. Cross a white screen sky. Could feel so alive. Might think that you had died. Skating on ice, see I'm walking on water. If silence is finest, don't give me your word. If silence speaks louder, come on, give me a word. I don't know, didn't know how the hurting me works. If they ever knew, they might just sell. Give them my heart and they never tell. Supermarket of a soul. Heartland Truck Stop, Global Mall. And the one thing that is certain is the one uncertainty. If we keep doing the same thing, nothing will work out different. Bridge builders, daughters, incestuous dreams. Confidentially speaking, all is as it seems. Confidentially speaking, all is as it seems.
Beth Orton on Air America Radio. Beth Orton is our guest this week, and that's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I guess I started hearing about you after you were making solo records, you know, seven years ago or something like that. So,
what do you mean after?
Well, after you were making solo records rather than, you know, projects that you were singing on that were collaborations.
And it also happened at the same time, really. Like, Trailer Park came out, which was my first record. That was 10 years ago, and
right. That
was around the same time that I worked. The thing with the Chemical Brothers. And
all that, all this was happening simultaneously.
Yeah,
it was,
right.
Which is not the sort of thing that necessarily ends up on my radar just because I'm old.
No.
and out of touch in a lot of ways. But I guess I started here. I spend a lot of time in England, so I probably heard about you, you know, from friends there before I actually, you know, saw you touring over here and started bumping into you at festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Chrissy Hynde. I ran into you you were drafting behind Chrissy one night when I was trying to keep up with Emmylou Harris in London. Do you remember this? The landmine concerts.
Yeah, that was amazing.
They're an intimidating thing, you know.
Were you playing that night where there was Emmylou Harris, there was...
Me, Emmy, Elvis Costello, John Prine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, that's the way they are. I've done every one of those landmine shows. And it's,
that was amazing, show.
They're great shows, but I'd always end up, having to follow, like,
you know, Patty Griffin or Joan Baez when they'd just done something, you know, ridiculous on every one of those shows. No matter how we did the math, I always ended up having to follow somebody that just, you know, completely stopped me on the tracks. But this record is pretty far removed from, you know, the idea of the way a lot of records are made nowadays, which is loops and sampling and that type of stuff. This is pretty much a very quickly made, very organic record in the recording process.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to sound kind of disputatious, which is a brilliant word and something I've been called recently. But, yeah, I know that it's the angle for this record. It's like, oh, my God, it's an analog record. That's amazing. But, I mean, there is a lot of that going on, I suppose. It doesn't feel like it's the
most groundbreaking. There is, but it's arrived at differently. I mean, I make records that are pretty much strictly live bands rehearsing songs and playing them and recording it all in an analog process. Yeah. But it isn't that usual. In fact, a lot of stuff that sounds really organic and really analog nowadays, you find that really isn't. It can't. I mean, and that's cool. I mean, when the technology becomes part of the art, it's okay.
I've always mixed technology and whatever the other word is. What do you call technology? And well, it's all technology, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but what's the word? Okay, so I would
19th century technology and 21st century technology.
I've always had a great mix between the two, but no, I did sort of always record on analog, but it's just that I've also had digital means at hand to kind of mess around,
create rhythms and make music, and
as you like. But I always found that I wanted to record the voice and the guitars and the basics, you know, on analog. So I've always tried to mix, find the balance of the two and bring it together and kind of, I don't know, humanize what is basically pretty unhuman, which is kind of technology, if you like.
Right.
But for this record, I liked the idea, the rules that are kind of laid in by the fact of just analog. You can't go back, you can't redo, you can't edit, you can't manipulate. You have to just come out with it there and then.
Catch your performance.
And I don't know, and without making it too, I didn't want to make a record of another era. I wanted to make a record of this era, but I just wanted it to be as, I don't know, of the moment as possible.
Yeah, and in
a way, that's its own glitch. That's its own kind of, in there is its own sort of strange. And I think the rhythms and the song and so forth on this record are beautiful, you know, the bass lines, the drums, and also the instrumentation in general.
You worked with Jim O'Rourke at Sear here in New York City.
I did.
Which, that's a studio I'm going to have to go look at. You're about third person that's told me that that's the place I need to look at if I want to make a record in New York City.
Good people.
Yeah. You brought in some music to play, too, which is what we normally do around here, beginning with this track by Razzie, which is
I Hate Hate.
A little song I want everybody to listen to. It's talking about love and it's talking about hate. You know, I think the only way we're gonna do away with hate is to get so much love going around till there just won't be any more hate. There's so much hate going on today, on the right and on the left. You see, we hate our brothers, yes we do, and we hate our own. Next little verse, and if you feel like it, sing along. And if you don't want to sing along, maybe you can clap your hands. The good book says to love your enemy, but we don't comprehend. Tell me, how can you love your
on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records.
Oh, we've got to have love. Got to have love.
Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, brought to you by New West Records, and our guest this week is Beth Orton. And we've played Billie Holiday on the show a bunch of times just because people come in and play music that's important to them, and I think Billie Holiday's probably important to a lot of singers. But this is a track that hasn't come up yet, and I'm sort of surprised because this is really, really a great song.
Beautiful.
This particular track, you know, why this and why did you... Where did you run across this one?
A friend of mine bought the Lady in Satin album for me and introduced me to it about 3 years ago. And ever since, I just listen to it all the time. And I don't listen to it all the time because it's too much to listen to all the time. But because it breaks your heart.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so it's like, but it's just so special. And I think that's almost, I just had to pick a song. And I just think this is one of the most beautiful songs out of a record that's just every single song on it. It's incredible. So it's difficult. But I just went with this one. Also because I thought it followed I Hate Hate well, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. This is Billie Holiday on Air America Radio.
Sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake to call it love. An angel's holding hands with me. For heaven's sake,
Billie Holiday on Air America Radio, for heaven's sake. That is a great one. That's good work. See, this is easy. It's not hard to figure out, you know. We talk about this. I think people become intimidated by this format and think it's about, your favorite songs are the best songs, and it's really not. It's just about what you feel. I got to find a way to communicate that better to my guests before they come on. It's one of those deals. I think all of us that grew up, if you made records beginning in the 80s, up through the 90s, it was something that you got hit with right off the bat, with somebody sticking a microphone in your face and asking you what you thought the 10 best records in the whole world were.
Right.
And you immediately said Exile on Main Street, and then from there everybody tried to out-hip each other.
Yeah.
Who knows how that's going to turn out.
I know.
But Billie Holiday, I think as long as people are making records, as long as there are singers, people will be rediscovering Billie Holiday. She's up there. I'm going to have to do the research and figure out who holds the record for being played on this show. I think Billie Holiday is way up there. Nina Simone is way up there. The Stones are way up there. We need to do that. We need to track all that down and see how we're doing almost 2 years on the show. This is our guest this week is Beth Orton. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to my show on Air America Radio, brought to you by New West Radio. Steve Earle, and you're listening to the Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, brought to you by New West Records. And our guest this week is Beth Orton. This Staples Singers track that you brought in, I saw Mavis Staples. I was on a festival with her about 4 days ago.
That's funny, because,
She's out touring, so you'll run into her if you... the first show I was on with her, when she started this, there's been this flurry of activity in the last, say, 4 or 5 years. There was this crazy festival in England called Bishopstock that went on until the people ran out of money. That was like, it was an Exeter, and I was on that with her 1 year, and she's been out playing. She's been out doing a lot of stuff and making some really cool records.
Mm-hmm.
This is Motherless Children, which is one of my favorite Staples Brothers records on Air America Radio.
Well, the children had a hard time when the folks are going on home. She's gone on home. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Oh, yes, she's gone. Hush, little baby, you'll see mother. Mother, let your have her when the mother's gone.
so many things. But the children have a heart when the mother gone. Oh, she gone on home. But the children have a hard time. Oh, the mother gone. But the children have a hard time. Oh, the mother's gone.
Staples Singer is on Air America Radio. I think, you know, Pop Staples might have been one of the most underrated guitar players in the history of rock and roll, too.
Right. Is that him playing that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the records are sort of built. I mean, there's other players on them, but it's always, you know, they began as a gospel group that you know, basically performed with just him on guitar, you know, and different members of the family. There was a time when there wasn't there as many as five Staples Singers, and it came down to them. By the time we knew them as a pop group, there were only three. This Jimmy Scott record, tell me about this.
Okay, this is one I literally heard the other day. A friend of mine MP3'd it to me.
You don't have to whisper when you say MP3.
I know, but you know, it's so... I don't know, anyway. I've just never said that before. It's a new thing. Anyway, yeah, so they MP3'd it to me, and I was just like, oh... It's just so beautiful. I don't know. So this is my new favorite song.
And what do you know about Jimmy Scott?
Nothing.
This is Jimmy Scott on Air America Radio.
This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun
Jimmy Scott on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records. Listening to the Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio, and our guest this week is Beth Orton. Tell me about Ann Peebles. This is an artist I don't know anything about.
She does a song, you know, Can't Stand the Rain. You know that song.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
So, I don't know, she's just a genius. I just love her. I'm basically, I don't know anything about her. I never know anything about the people's music,
right,
that I like.
Right, just the music.
I just like the music,
she ended up carrying around in your head.
She's just like, this is from her greatest hits. That's the record I've got, and I love it. And it's just got song after song after song, just great songs, just beautiful voice. Great. I don't know who wrote the songs. I have no idea, but I just love whatever she's doing. It just makes sense to me.
This is called 99 Pounds, Ann Peebles on Air America Radio. Guest this week is Beth Orton, and when I saw this song on your list, the first time ever I saw your face, you know, we were talking about this. This is an Ewan McColl song. The other song that people would know would be Dirty Old Town that he wrote, and he wrote a lot of great songs. His first record was a record of sea shanties. He was an actor and one of the founders of the Royal Court Theatre in London, and a playwright. And I knew his son, Neil, because he was in a band called The Bible that I produced in the mid-1980s, who grew up going out playing with his parents, who were Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger, who's Pete Seeger's sister. And, you know, being torn down by MI5 every time they left and came back into the country all through during the 60s and 70s, having to be, you know, pushed off to the side during immigration because of the political things that they were involved in. But this version of this is the version that I think most of us know, this Roberta Flack version. Yeah.
and the endless skies, my love, to the dark and the endless skies. And the first
Flack on Air America Radio, and that's a great record and a great song.
Yeah.
And Beth Orton brought that in to play it for us, and Beth has been our guest this week, and you're out touring.
Yes.
And to support this record, which is called Comfort of Strangers, which is made right here in New York City.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
That wasn't a very New York accent, was it?
No. But, neither's mine, and I live here. So, they say to people, hipsters in New York all come from someplace else. There's not, very few native New Yorkers in the neighborhood that I live in. This is you're playing all over the country?
Uh-huh. Yep.
This has been a gas, and thanks for coming in. Beth Orton's been our guest this week. This is Steve Earle, and you've been listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. Good night, y'all.
Okay.